DangerCast, where we talk about the culture and design of Gangplank. I'm Jade Meskill.
I'm Roy Vandewater.
And I'm Derek Neighbors.
So today we wanted to talk about the different initiatives that we have going on around Gangplank. So where should we begin?
Well, I mean, maybe I think we could talk a little bit about like what initiatives are. I think it's when I look at Gangplank, I think we started to boil down what is it that we really need in a community to be successful. And so those became the initiatives, right? These are like the big, broad strokes of these are the things that a creative community needs to thrive and to grow and to continue to move forward. And so those kind of became the initiatives. And so I think the general rule of thumb is that anything that happens in Gangplank should align to one or more of the initiatives in Gangplank. If it doesn't, we have to ask the question, is it something Gangplank should really be doing or not doing, right? Or is this something new enough that like, hey, is this something that maybe needs a new initiative? I think we've got enough out there. We probably are going to not find too many initiatives we need. They're going to fall underneath them, which is to not be confused with programs. So programs are like actual things, whether it be events, whether it be tracks, whether it be different implementations or like tactical pieces. So think of initiatives as kind of the strategy of Gangplank, and programs under initiatives are the tactical implementation of how do you make that initiative come to life.
So why don't you give a simple example?
Would a brown bag be a program, and then like it would fall into the academy initiative?
That's correct. So something that might happen on a regular basis, or be an event or a different structured thing, that it happens to be a program. So brown bags are a great example of, you know, hey, a brown bag happens every single week. The goal of the program is to provide content to people in an informal learning environment, you know, that kind of fits within their day, short bite, you know, one-time thing. You might only come to one a year, you might come to one a week, you mm-hmm. might come to one a month, right? But it falls under the initiative Gangplank Academy, which is really kind of about learning and doing those, right? So the program should align to the initiative that is trying to be achieved in the area.
Right, just like having a podcast studio is a program that belongs under our studio's initiative.
That's correct.
So maybe let's list off what initiatives that we have at this moment. So I'll read them off. We've got Academy, Business, Health, Gangplank Junior, Labs, Studios, and Local.
So guessing off of that, I'm assuming Academy is just learning-based, so about self-betterment in the form of knowledge, like increasing your own knowledge.
Well, I mean,
skills.
If you remember, one of the manifesto's items is learning over expertise. So one of the things Academy was really designed to do was kind of be twofold. One, yes, it's a learning piece. Mm-hmm. But the second thing that it was designed to do is right now the educational system is kind of defunct in that you don't have a lot.
Just kind of.
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot of practical knowledge happening. It's a lot of theory. And so one of the things Academy was trying to do is go out and get people in the real world who do this for their living to get them to come in and to teach other people in short burstable formats. So we get a lot of people who would like to learn something new, but they are not willing to sign up for a community college or a university program that's 25 weeks long or 20 weeks long, 2 to 3 nights a week or one night a week, but they would gladly come in for a one-hour session 3 times in a month or come in for a single half-hour session, right? So that was part of it, but also to get people who have real-world experience. I think the second aspect of Academy was that a lot of the educational opportunities that exist are not progressive enough. Meaning if a new language, if Node.js came out last mm-hmm. year, you can't go find a class on Node.js in a community college because it takes on average about 5 years from the time somebody produces or creates something right. to the time it's approved. In a really good university, it's 3 years. Well, we know in technology especially, shit that's 3 years old is dead a lot of times. So,
if you're just now learning the stuff from 3 years ago.
So if you want a language, Go programming language you could probably find that in academy. You'd probably have a hard time finding that at the major university.
Right.
Right? So it was also a way to kind of do that. And then there are other things where maybe there are things people like, but they're not things that any university would really do. Maybe I'm really into geocaching, but I don't know how it works. So somebody wants to give a geocaching workshop to show how geocaching works and go out and do an adventure on it or do something, right? Like, it's also to help provide those learning opportunities that a traditional institution would not be able to provide you.
So what about business?
So business, I think that's kind of the entrepreneurship one, right? Like, it's the everything that is involved in supporting business, right? So when Gangplank kind of came about, it was really a bunch of small business owners that kind of put it together. And so one of the things that we really felt was we were getting a lot of support from each other. So a big part of the business initiative is a mentoring program. So one of the programs inside of the business initiative is mentoring, which provides a number of opportunities to be paired with people who've been there and done that and kind of help support you and moving your business forward. It also has programs, whether it be startup weekends, lean startup camps, you name it, ways to, hey, I have an idea, how do I take an idea into some form of implementation, to pitch nights, to, hey, I've already got a product, how do I go about seeing, you know, how it stacks up to other products, right? So anything that would help you basically either start a business, grow a business, you know, evolve a business, right? Mm-hmm. So it's everything from I have an idea and how do I get moving to, hey, I've got an existing business, how do I grow it, or how do I get to a stage to where I could sell it? Anything in between is really involved there. So anything kind of about moving a particular business forward or supporting a business owner would fall under the business initiative.
So health is next.
So to me, this one seems to be all about if academy is about improving your mental capacity, health would be about improving your physical self.
I think even more so than that, it's the whole person, right? So your physical, your mental, your emotional, like really taking the whole person into account.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot about lifestyle, right? So I think it's trying to integrate. I think if you look at the programs around Gangplank Health, they generally are things that try to either promote awareness of, like, hey, maybe I could make some better lifestyle choices, or there are things that try to build patterns in you that become native, good, healthy choices. A great program that we have within Gangplank Health is the Gangplank Mile, where, hey, you've got a bunch of people working in a space, sedentary, at a computer all day long, and every day at a certain time, somebody gets up and says, hey, I'm going to go on the Gangplank Mile. You walk a quick mile, takes 20 minutes or less. You come back, you got out from underneath your chair, you got to socialize with some other people, right? And what it's trying to basically build in is that it's not healthy to sit in a chair for 4 to 6 to 8 hours at a time without getting out and getting there. And as part of that, it doesn't have to be a hardcore physical workout. You could go have a good conversation. You could still be doing business, but not be doing it necessarily at your chair behind a desk. And so it's trying to create those kind of lifestyle awareness pieces, everything from eating to, like, true, like, hardcore fitness to small lifestyle changes, as well as kind of mental kind of thinking, like, how do I deal with, problem people in my life? How do I deal with, like, you know, and some of those overlap. We see a lot of times initiatives overlap where almost every initiative we have ends up having classes that are academy classes, right? So, I mean, you get a lot of overlap. Mm.
Let's skip over junior and come back to that one at the end because it's very different than the rest. Let's talk about labs. So labs is really looking at the maker movement, you know, focusing on 3D printing and laser cutters and Arduino.
Really thinks it's a lot about just making things. Like, I don't even think it has to be a physical something, just making.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the computer science stuff fits in here as well, right. Which early on it was really truly like makerspace making stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of stuff that has started to come in after the fact on that is, you know, whether it be a book club on how to be a better engineer, right? Like anything that is kind of around trying to learn how to make things, whether they be digital things or whether they be physical things. Right. The act of actual making is kind of where lab sits. And there's a fairly large science component is involved in that as well.
I think a lot of hacking, like hacking a quadcopter or hacking, you know, some different things. Making regular things do things they weren't necessarily intended to do.
Well, I think everybody is capable of coming up with awesome ideas, but everybody is also capable of making them if they are provided with the right support. And that's really, like, ideas have no value unless you execute them.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really across the board. Like, tonight there was a science pub quiz here at Gangplank where a bunch of scientists got together and were having basically, like, drinking beer and having trivia around, you know, science quiz kind of trivial pursuit for science nerds, right? So I think it's kind of embracing science and technology and making and hacking and all of those things and really kind of trying to breed that culture in, right? Like, I think it's really, really about trying to create that ethos, that hacker ethos within Gangplank really comes out of the Labs initiative.
So Studios is next, probably one of our most misunderstood initiatives. It was started around a lot around music, but expanded to really encompass all of the creative arts.
Yeah, all the studio arts, so whether it be sculpture, whether it be
painting, photography.
You could probably hear background noise. There's an improv group literally happening right next to the studio. So all the giggle and laughter and yelling you hear is an improv group doing some improvisation training, right? Mm-hmm. So it really is every art form. We've got comedians that come in, you name it.
Writers.
The podcast artists. Studio that we're doing right here is all part of the studio. We got videographers. So it's really...
Pammy is a makeshift green screen.
Yeah, and I think there's some arguments sometimes between the initiatives. So, like, if I'm a crafter, is that part of studios or is that part of labs? Because technically, I'm making something physical because I'm knitting.
But I think there's so much overlap and so much stuff. So, like, the science thing that you mentioned earlier, like, is that part of labs or is that part of academy?
Right. And so we try to not be too particular. We try to say, like, choose the primary, like, channel to put it in, but ultimately it's going to probably bleed over. And things like academy and business tend to cover a lot of them. You know, hey, if I'm going out and making something and now I want to turn it into a business, like, is part of that business, you know, if we have a class on how to take your physically made good and turn it into a business on Etsy, well, is it a studio's thing? Is it a labs thing? Is it a business thing or is it an academy thing? Well, it's probably all of those things. Right?
Well, and just like part of our ethos is collaboration. Those categories don't exist to exclude each other. They're there to help each other out. And they're really there to reflect, like, these are the things that we believe need to be happening around a Gangplank community.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's, you know, when we're talking about these things all are symbiotic to, they all are required to really change an economy and change a place. And I think that that's what it's really about, is it's the infrastructure. Like, so the example I just gave, let's give a class on how to take your homemade product and sell it and make a living out of it. Well, if we don't have the promotion infrastructure for classes for that academy is created, how do you get people to attend that class, right? If you don't have the classroom to teach it in, where do you teach it, right? So it's like the infrastructure that's created for academy helps make that happen. But at the same time, if you've got a bunch of people making things and wanting to learn how do I make a business out of it, now you've created an audience to have that particular class. Well, if you don't have somebody who's got business savvy that can say, hey, this is how you take that, and you don't have a strong business program, who do you have teach the class, right? So it's kind of like all of these things play well together so that you can have much more evolved programming happen. Because now the programming is not siloed by each one of these things, which we see the problem with so many either co-working spaces or incubators or initiatives is they're so siloed. Like, you might find something that's a really great maker house, but it's got no business sense in it. It's got no ability to teach classes in it. It's got no ability to have experts in health or in other areas, right? Or you might see a really great business incubator, but they have no access to actually create physical things, or they have no ability to teach, right? And I think that's one of the things we're trying to say is, like, we really need to be cross-functional in that. We really need to be able to say, like, we need people that are able to do the full stack so that we can offer programming that nobody else can offer because they only have access to one or two of those things, not all of those things.
Well, and we know that innovation happens when those worlds collide.
Yes. And I mean, I think it goes back to the belief that we really think everybody's born a creator, and why we might create different things. One person might create music, another person might create a scientific experiment, somebody else might create a physical good, somebody else might create a business, somebody else might create a new workout regimen, somebody else might create curriculum for somebody. The reality is the process of creating is the same for everybody who creates, regardless of what they're creating, and that is our common theme. Our common theme isn't what you create, it's the fact that you go through a process of having to create, right? And that you can be inspired on, you see this all the time, a musician will watch an artist and get inspired to create new music after watching an artist create something. Or a programmer can listen to music or listen or watch the process of a musician creating something and be inspired to bring that back to their programming world or to their physical making world, right? And it's about how do we become muses for each other and some of that, right?
So let's talk about local. You're pretty involved in local, Derek.
Yeah, so I think to me local was one that kind of emerged after the fact. And I think what it is it's that common thread of kind of that local pride in place. It's one of the other big things around Gangplank is why it's not specifically about the place itself. The place becomes an epicenter, so to speak, of activity that happens to unlock some of this. And so it's how do you create that beyond just the physical space? So Gangplank by itself in the ether as just a small building is not enough to change a community. So it starts to become how do you broadcast out the ethos of Gangplank to a community, as well as how do you take the awesome things that are happening in your community around education, around health, around all the initiatives, and how do you start to bring those in or expose people coming through Gangplank that there's already good stuff happening in their community? How do you help support small business? How do you help support your local library? How do you help support your local fire and police department? How do you help evolve government to be more adaptable to be dangerous, right? And so it's kind of equal parts. How do you take be dangerous outside of the walls of Gangplank and outside of the Gangplank community into your physical located community, as well as how do you take the people who are doing awesome stuff in your local community and help basically expose that to the people inside of Gangplank. So I kind of think it's like the connective tissue between Gangplank philosophy and the outside world.
So I know we can do a whole podcast on Junior, so let's come back to that one in a different podcast. How do people get involved in these initiatives? So they might be really drawn to one of these particular things. You know, how does somebody go about doing that?
Right now, it sucks.
I agree.
We don't do it well, right? I mean, I think in a in an ideal world, what's happening is programs are happening. An abundance of programs are happening, and all of these initiatives that when somebody comes into a Gangplank, it's very easy to discover the programs that they're passionate about, that they're able to partake in those, and then they're able to very quickly ask, how can I help with this? And they're given the freedom and empowered instantly to be able to either create new programs that they're passionate about or help further programs that they're interested in. I think the problem right now is in some of the Gangplanks, not all of these initiatives have a lot of programming or very little programming, so people don't even know they exist. Or the other problem is because we're kind of a non-hierarchical structure, it's very difficult if somebody comes in and says, like, hey, I've heard about this, like, studios things, how do I get involved? If the person doesn't know right away, like, hey, this is who you go to talk to about that, they just kind of get the shoulder shrug of, I'm not sure, and it dies on the vine. So I think that's something that we're working about, and I think we'll probably talk about in a different podcast. But I think the first part is getting it out, talking about in this podcast that all these things exist. And if you want these in your community, if you don't have a Gangplank and this stuff sounds appealing to you, like, this is how you start a Gangplank, is you take one of these initiatives and you say, this is really awesome and I want to do that in my community, and you start doing awesome stuff around it, and you start saying, like, and the really great thing is we need to be doing all these other things, and I need help because I can't do all of these initiatives. In reality, it's difficult to do a single program really well, much less initiative well, much less a Gangplank, which is the beauty of it, is you have to get to the point where you say, I can't do this shit by myself. I want my community to change. I can be a light for that change, but unless I can get other people in my community on board with me, I can't do this. But that's the beauty of it, right? Like, once you get people on board and doing it, like, it becomes a living organism that is really, really strong.
Awesome. So catch us on a future episode. We'll talk to you a little bit more about Gangplank Jr. and some of the things that we're doing to improve the situation. Thanks for listening.
It's Gangplank, they're a creative bunch. Come and bring your laptop and drink the fruit punch. With some rum.